Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, whatever it is. What is it? The 15th, is it? Friday, the 15th of November. Haven't slept. I'm all excited spending time with these people from Wigan and Scotland. Off to the airport in a bit to pick a couple up from Scotland, flying down for the old Lingfield day. That's if they get through the old airport. They let them out when they land here. I don't know what the rules are now with them jocks coming down. Not much today. I've got a first half goal mentioned for you at Dordrecht tonight in the Dutch Jupiler League. So if that's nil-nil 20 odd minutes on, then you can start drip backing a first half goal or drip laying under 0.5, whichever one takes your fancy. No, there's genuinely that is it. There's obviously no football. England played last night, won comfortably, apparently. Don't watch them anymore. Talking of football, Stephen, what's his name? Stephen Barclay. I've tweeted this morning. I don't know how we vote for these people. Again, say it every time. Don't matter what party, we're just in a cesspit of lies, aren't we? He's talking about Brexit affecting Premier League players, and we'll have more Brazilians and Argentinians and more England players in the England team. Complete and utter codswallop. The guy's made a video. Anybody in North Cambridgeshire voting for that man, you need help. We're just accepting all this bollocks. It's just become Trumpism on both sides. Let's just lie. Let's just, oh, what's his name? McDonald, free broadband for everybody. What's all that about? How are you going to cost that out? Dear me, I don't know. I can't be doing with it. It really is not worth. We need to clear. When old Trump said drain the swamp, I mean, he hasn't, he's just added to it. But that is what needs in this country ever since the sort of expenses scandal. It just has gone, as I say, the plug's come out and it's going round. And as a society, it's how we're accepting of it that I just find staggering. I just find it amazing that a guy who went to Cambridge has become a politician, can make videos saying that the Premier League and the England football team benefit, and it's just complete and utter lies. There's not one ounce of factual content in it, and he puts it out there to however many million people, and they lap it up. I just don't get it. I just don't get why we're not fighting back with these people and saying, "Hang on a minute." I mean, him and his fucking blonde buffoon counterpart can't decide between them whether their new deal's got a border down the Irish Sea or it hasn't. It has, by the way. I've read the agreement. It has, absolutely. But they just lie about everything. So, yeah, I just find it depressing. Anyway, we've got a lovely weekend in store. As I say, picking a couple of jocks up. I'll be seeing a few of you tomorrow. I've got a large amount of Liverpool supporters coming on this Lingfield day. It's almost like it's flipping being bought on me by myself, that they've all turned up to flipping mock me. I went for dinner with an Arsenal and Spurs fan last night talking about Poch, and I stated there that Liverpool won't win the league. So there you go. That's what I said. Right, anyway, I'm going to crack on. It is, what, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Have a lovely Friday. Enjoy yourselves, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning before the festivities start at Lincoln.